West Australians may soon get their first taste of one of the world's most bruised and bloodied sports after the state's new Labor government lifted a ban on cage fighting. Though mixed martial arts has always been legal in WA, fighting in a cage has not. The state's previous Premier, Colin Barnett, imposed sanctions on the use of a cage in 2013, describing it as a violent, aggressive sport. And health officials agree, but that's all changed. And with cage fighting now given the green light, the sport's most profitable franchise wants in. Anthony Apansia reports.
It's a bitterly cold evening in Western Australia's southwest, and the whooshing sound of punching bags being hit cuts through the air like the crack of a whip. Inside a small gym, about a dozen men dance around trading jabs and leg strikes under the watchful eye of mixed martial arts instructor Sean Spooner.
So I think MMA, some people that don't know about it, has a bad rap, but if you just gave it a chance and had a look at it, maybe done a class, you'd see what it's all about.
Sean and his team of fighters have welcomed legislative change that now allows MMA fights in WA to be contested in the distinctive caged arena known as the Octagon.
The whole reason they have the fence size is purely just to keep the fighters inside the arena. There's a lot of wrestling involved in mixed martial arts where you can pick each other up to take each other down. And obviously a ring with ropes is not the safest option where you get thrown through or out of the ring.
Sean's also of the opinion that the sport has attracted a bad rap due to that reference of it being a cage.
Calling it an offence arena, which what it is, it's not really a cage. It has no roof and has a door that you can get in and out. The name cage sort of gave a bad rap for people that didn't know anything about the sport. Just thought, oh, two people getting locked in a cage and fighting doesn't make much sense, but it's not that at all.
Well, what happened was the boxing and MMA were held in both in the same ring.
WA's Minister for Sport, Mick Murray, says the legislative change followed discussions with participants and the sport's governing bodies.
And for MMA fighters, they tell me, and lobby very strongly, that once they get to the edge of a boxing ring where their events were being held, they could fall out or get onto the forecourt and actually fall off and do damage to themselves more than what they get in the ring.
The minister says he's also hoping the changes will encourage organisers to conduct fights under proper supervision.
It's been legal. Even under the previous government, it was legal. So, you know, that's something that's been lost along the way. What we've done is try to make it safer by putting the mesh around and the enclosure so they don't get hurt falling out.
The announcement was also quickly welcomed by the sport's largest organisation, the UFC. And its head of international content, Joe Carr, says planning is already underway to stage a fight in early 2018 at Perth Arena.
There's a couple dates available and we've put on a couple tentative holds.
A 2015 bout featuring then-world champion Ronda Rousey at Melbourne's Docklands Stadium attracted some 56,000 fans to the fight. And Joe says it's a clear indication of the economic benefits a similar fight would bring to WA.
I think we did, you know, about $100 million Australian in economic impact, you know, and obviously that was a stadium event. It was massive, you know, but I think in an event at Perth Arena, particularly if it's a pay-per-view event where we're going to attract, you know, people from around the country and around the region, you know, and probably people even from outside of Australia, that event easily can generate, you know, $15 to $25 million in economic impact.
But Joe says he's well aware of the controversy surrounding cage fighting and the imagery of bruised and bloody fighters, often unconscious, being assisted from the ring.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hide from it. It's a combat sport. It's a contact sport, so that's obviously going to be part of it. But, I mean, there's plenty of concussions in rugby and in U.S. football and these other sports. I think the best that we can do is make sure that we're taking all the right protocols, you know, to monitor this. And it's something that I think we've done actually a better job of than other sports.
However, the Australian Medical Association of WA's immediate past president, Dr. Andrew Miller, is not as convinced.
No, we should be banning it altogether, just like we should be banning boxing altogether. But unfortunately, it's like smoking. We now know that it's not safe to smoke, enjoyable as though it may have been for a lot of members of the population. It's the same with these sorts of concussions. This is a big money-making machine, and it makes money out of people watching the spectacle of brain injury, unfortunately. And just one of those brain injuries, just one of those knockouts can give someone anxiety, depression, personality change, and lead on to Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease. The door's closed on all that science. We know what it's doing to people. That's why it makes us sick to watch it now.
Joe Carr says he appreciates the concern, but insists the sport and its participants are well aware of the risks involved.
I think you really have to learn the stories of the athletes and the fighters and hear from them directly or watch some videos on their lives. I mean, you're talking about people that have trained since childhood in these different disciplines, no different than people grow up playing, you know, rugby, soccer, cricket. On the surface, it looks like, oh, it might be a bloody brawl in a cage, but, you know, it's not like that at all. These guys are some of the most fit and talented, you know, athletes in the world.
Back in the gym, Sean Spooner says he's looking forward to his sport of choice returning to his home state and predicts big things ahead.
Before the ban was put on WA, MMA was quite big, and once they banned the fenced arena, it just died off a lot. And now they've lifted it, it seems to have picked up a heap again, so I look forward to seeing where it goes.
West Australian mixed martial artist Sean Spooner, ending that report from Anthony Pansia.